FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. It's May 3rd, 2018. Well, you know, we've been doing this now. It's going to be 7 years full time in June. And there's a lot of people out there who've been doing it longer and have just done amazing quality work. Oh, before we get started, as always, join the discussion. You've been inundating me with your emails lately, but I've been keeping up with them. It's the best part of my day in the morning when I look and I see all the emails from the FSN community members. Just a reminder, the address is kl@kerrylutz.com. So Sean of SGT Report is with me now. You find his work at sgtreport.com. Sean, welcome back to the show. It's been way too damn long.
Yeah, Kerry, how are you? Thanks for inviting me back on. It's good to hear you.
Hey, you know, it's good to hear your voice too. This work that we do can be very solitary. You don't deal with a lot of people when you're doing it. It's a lonely path, but a very fulfilling one. You just managed to keep pumping out the work, shedding new light, shedding new insights into what's really going on in the world. And, you know, it's to be applauded. Your efforts are amazing.
Oh, you know, that's very kind. You know what? I think we're all doing our part. I mean, everybody's, at least those of us who are awake, we're all trying to do our part. And there's so many new people on YouTube. You've probably noticed that now.
Oh, my God.
You know, when you and I sort of got into this alternative media truth-telling, you know, back in 2010, you know, our primary focus back then was probably 9/11 truth. I know that was the impetus that really woke me up in the research and joining a 9/11 truth group in my area. And that was really my area of activism. And initially, I wanted to talk about the overreach of the military-industrial complex, which I still do, which is still a problem. But 9/11 was that that apex moment, you know, that really, I think, woke so many of us up. But now we're into so many other areas, like this child trafficking, this human trafficking.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Blight on humanity. That is, like, in Liz Crokin's opinion and mine, it is really the number one thing to be talking about right now. Because believe me, folks, Pizzagate, despite what you may have heard from CNN, that it's been debunked, has not been debunked in any way, shape, or form. And I'd like to point out, as I often do, and I'll do it right now, that Jake Tapper's wife, Jennifer Tapper, told the Washingtonian 6 months, a full year almost, before anybody had ever even heard of Pizzagate, before the Podesta emails were leaked, which led to the Pizzagate investigation of child trafficking and sexual satanic ritual abuse in and around Washington, D.C. by the elite. A full year before we knew about Pizzagate, Jennifer Tapper was interviewed by the Washingtonian. Type it in right now. Google Washingtonian Jennifer Tapper and scroll down to the bottom where she talks about her favorite restaurants in Washington, D.C.
Let me guess.
Go for it.
I'll bet maybe Comet Pizza and Ping Pong Pizza, whatever, all those pizza places, right?
She said their favorite family restaurant was Comet Ping Pong, and their favorite date night restaurant is Buck's Fishing and Camping, both of which are Elephantis-related, James Elephantis-related businesses, both of which have been named specifically in these emails and in the Pizzagate investigation as being suspect businesses involved in at least the cover-up, if not actual involvement in child sex trafficking. It's very real, folks, and CNN hasn't done anything to debunk it.
Look at Podesta's artwork. Now, there is a sick freaking puppy.
Yeah, Tony's artwork, and then there's that famous picture of John Podesta in his office, I believe when he was the head of Hillary's campaign, and it's a picture of two men ready to eat a third man on the table.
That's
so
that
evidently these people are into cannibalism as
human
well
sacrifice.
As well. And let's not forget, what did Breitbart, Andrew Breitbart, 5 full years before any of us had ever heard of Pizzagate, 5 full years before any of us found out that the FBI is well aware that these pedophiles speak in these coded languages, which include pasta and pizza and walnut sauce and all these other things that were found in the Podesta emails. Five full years before anybody had ever heard Liz Crokin utter the fact that John Podesta is a pedophile. Andrew Breitbart tweeted, and I'm going to paraphrase, I don't have it in front of me. I should call it up. Something to the effect that it's shocking to him that the whole world doesn't know that John Podesta is a world-class sex slave, underage sex slave op cover-upper defending unspeakable dregs, escapes me. He says, you can't make that up. He knew John Podesta was involved in this stuff in 2011.
And he died right after he made that disclosure. Another thing is, when you go back to the abduction of Madeleine McCann, which happened in Portugal back, I don't remember how many years, a long, long time ago, there was a couple of sketches released later on, and they thought it was the same person, and nobody's thinking about it. All of a sudden, Pizzagate comes out, and you look at those police sketches. Who do they look exactly like? Almost to the glasses, moles, and stuff like that. It looks just like the Podesta brothers. Not saying it's true, but certainly it bears investigation. It certainly seems like there's a possibility of it.
Yeah, it's a very puzzling, it's called a police EFIT sketch, and it was released much later. You know, Maddie McCann disappeared, I believe, in 2007, in May of 2007, early May. If memory serves, it was the 3rd or 4th of May. And ironically, the calendar, John Podesta's calendar, which was also hacked or released by folks, the WikiLeaks provider of the Podesta emails was Seth Rich. Kim.com obviously has gone on the record saying he knows for a fact it was Seth Rich. He's willing to testify to Robert Mueller that it was Seth Rich, and Mueller won't hear
anything. Ignores him.
Yeah, and Kim.com is, he knows Julian Assange personally, and they were working together. He says it was Seth Rich. So, according to these leaks, the only area of John Podesta's calendar that is unavailable, where the data is just gone, it's been scrubbed, is the month of May in 2007. And so then that police EFIT sketch was released, I don't know, somewhere around 2010.
Years later.
It was very weird. And I think it was a threat. I think it was a shadow government threat to the Podestas to keep them in line, because there's so much going on behind the scenes we can't possibly imagine. But if you look at that police EFIT sketch, just Google it, John Podesta, Tony Podesta, Madeleine McCann, you will see what at the time was, they said they were looking for one suspect, but they released two sketches that look identical to John and Tony. Then you find out that his calendar was scrubbed, and then you find out that the rumor is, and some people say it's fact, I've not been able to prove that it's fact, they were staying at the villa of a known pedophile.
Yeah, exactly.
Who used to be a high-ranking UK official. His name escapes me at the moment. It'll come to me.
I know who you mean.
That they were staying at his villa when she disappeared. So I think that they are up to their eyeballs in this stuff. And, you know, I think it's a little bit like the mafia. You know, they've got the goods on you. You stay in line, right? And I think that's what was going on here with that police EFIT sketch, because it meant nothing to anybody.
No.
Prior to Pizzagate, that EFIT sketch could be released and nobody's going to go, oh, well, I mean, I guess if you know them, and if you're into pedophilia,
if you know them,
the rest of us aren't going to look at that police EFIT sketch and say, oh, that looks just like John and Tony Podesta.
Yeah, where have I seen that face before, right?
So
where have I seen that?
It only added up, and it only made sense, and it only, like, the preponderance of the, you're an attorney, the preponderance of the evidence suggests that these two men have been involved in child sex trafficking for a very, very long time. And by the way, I'd like to note, Andrew Breitbart was never sued for those tweets.
No.
That's not the only tweet he sent out about Podesta being involved in this stuff. He sent out two or three. That's the most famous one. And he was never sued. Now, if somebody tweeted about me saying that,
oh God,
you bet your butt I'm going to sue them, Kerry. I'm not going to let my character and my, you know, my good name be dragged through the mud. I will not be called a pedophile if I'm not a pedophile. Understand?
Totally. I'm totally with you, man. I mean, look, all we have, all you have, all I have is our reputations. That's all we have. Once your name is gone, you are mud. You are worse than worse. So, of course, anybody who gets besmirched wrongly in something like that, which is the vilest of all crimes, is going, especially your public figure, you are going to fight back with everything you have. And yet they never did. Well, so now we fast forward, we're at QAnon. And if you haven't seen QAnon, read the QAnon posts, you go to QAnon.pub. It's in a bunch of other places, but it's a series of about 1,200 posts that have taken place since, I guess it's October of last year, Sean. And look, some of the things like the mass arrests that are supposedly coming, I haven't seen it yet. But a lot of things, like 3 weeks ago, he said, why are all the searches for QAnon? Why is the leading place where it's happening Armenia? And I said, gee, why Armenia? What's the deal there? And sure enough, you have a revolution in Armenia 2 weeks after he made that comment. And what else was he telling us? They knew it was coming, Sean. I thought that was the most remarkable thing of everything in QAnon that I have been following since the beginning. That one was the biggest shocker to me. It's like, oh my God, if you needed proof, here it is.
Well, I think that there's a lot of interesting things going on. And I have to admit, I'm not up on the very latest Q from the past 2 days. But, you know, I think what's interesting about Q is it's sparking good people. And, you know, the term is being used, autists. You know, so many people now have autism. I think it's 1 in 55 in this country, at least among boys. And
yeah,
we can thank the vaccines and the evil big pharma companies, I think, for much of that. But these people are called autists because they will lock on to these breadcrumbs being provided by Q, and they will dig deep, and they're finding very, very important, serious connections. Connections are being made and research is being done that would not be otherwise be done if it weren't for Q dropping these very important breadcrumbs. And these breadcrumbs are really baking some incredible cakes in many cases based on the research of these wonderful anons. They're called, you know, so many of them are nameless. They're truly anons. And this research is being done. And you know what? By the way, I want to mention this before I forget. I did look this up. I forgot the name of the a pedophile that John and Tony were allegedly staying with on May 3rd in 2007 in Portugal. It was Sir Clement Freud.
Correct.
Previously knighted by the Queen. And a on-the-record pedophile. He's now dead. Hardcore pedophile. Just like so many other pedophiles like, in the UK that we know about, like Jimmy Savile.
Yeah.
Sir Edward Heath, who's implicated in the murders of 16 children. But yes, they reportedly were staying at the villa of Clement Freud, and his villa was just a mile and a half away from where Matty McCann vanished. All right, so that said, back to Q. Q has said, watch for the resignations. See, a lot of people say, oh, nothing's happening. There are no arrests. You know, nothing is changing and nothing will ever change. These people are armchair quarterbacks, and I think it's very, very disingenuous, because if you imagine the hell we would be living in if pure evil, as Q describes her, if pure evil Hillary Clinton was in the White House. Carrie, imagine.
What about John McCain?
How different things would be going. Well, that's what
John McCain
say.
Q, was Q, just as bad.
And Q just said, watch for the resignations. Well, Paul Ryan out of nowhere deciding. Think about that. Like, I don't know what's up with Paul Ryan. I don't think he was ever hardcore constitutionalist.
No.
He's certainly not a libertarian. He might be bought and paid for by this Rothschild deep state, and he's just playing his role. But I think it's very unusual that somebody who ran for president, somebody who's so politically motivated, would just out
they're
of the blue say, I'm done. I'm going to retire. I want to spend time with my kids.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. That seems strange. And now we know John McCain is going to step down. There's a litany of others. And I'll Google. Folks, go to neonrevolt.com if you haven't been there. It's a fantastic site that does a very exceptional job decoding the very latest from Q on a daily basis. And I'll call it up right now. It's Neon Revolt, Honor, Duty, Faith, Family, and Tradition, neonrevolt.com. I post this material at SG report on a pretty much daily basis. So we have, I got to go down. One of these posts too was about, this is from May 2nd. Have I ever mentioned that Johnny Depp isn't a good guy? Boy, that's a good one. And I've reported about Johnny Depp and his involvement with some very dark stuff. But go ahead. I'm talking a lot.
Hey, well, hey, just in case you tuned in right now, we're talking with Sean, SGTReport.com. We're comrades in arms. We go back to the beginning of Financial Survival Network. Sean was one of my mentors and role models in this endeavor. I watched him from afar and learned what he did. did the same thing, in my opinion, in using the spoken word rather than video. It's a medium I am more comfortable with. But Sean, yeah, there's so many links here, and it's all connected. And that's another thing that Q constantly says is everything's connected. The royal family in England, the pedophilia island, Orgy Island, Jeffrey Epstein, yeah. All of these things, and they're all coming out. So the question is Q for real? Is he partly real? Is he 100% real? Because timing wise, certain things haven't happened. These mass arrests. Look, I'm a lawyer, a recovering attorney. I checked out sealed indictments. Honestly, the volume of them is not that much higher than it has been. It's been an abuse of the federal courts to hide all these cases for years now, and it keeps going up and up. So that in itself isn't an indicator. But a lot of things that Q has said have come true and are coming true. Look what's happening in North Korea. I don't pretend to understand whether it was a CIA honeypot or what was going on there, child trafficking, but almost overnight, President Trump has turned that situation around. The guy just released three American captives yesterday. He's traveled to South Korea to the Peace House. They've traveled to North Korea. They're going to get reunified, it looks like to me. It looks like that's a major place of contention that Trump just wiped off the map without wiping them off the map.
Yeah, no, it's incredible. And for anybody to say nothing is going on, nothing has changed, new boss, same as the old boss, blah, blah, blah.
King is
it's
dead.
It's so intellectually dishonest because Hillary Clinton is a hardcore Rothschild criminal puppet, right? Oh, one of her biggest donors and forms of support was Lynn de Rothschild, who held multiple $100,000 per plate fundraisers for her puppet Hillary. So we know what we were going to get with Hillary.
Oh, God.
And Q says it would have been, quote, his words, hell on earth. Now, we know that's true because of really the testimony of the Weather Underground and one of the infiltrators who went in and said these people, right? And the Weather Underground involved Bill Ayers. Bill Ayers has a connection to Obama, Hillary, the whole DNC, the whole Marxist apparatus. Their plan was to kill 25 million Americans that couldn't be re-educated as they rolled out their communist dictatorship.
That's you and me.
People think that's crazy, right? But that's on the record stuff from the 70s. By the way, Bill Ayer was involved in the bombing of, I think, the Pentagon. The U.S. Capitol building. None of these people went to jail. And this was their plan. And people think that's insane, right? To think that, it would have been hell on earth with Hillary. What do you think Hillary was going to do? She doesn't respect the borders. She doesn't respect the Constitution. She doesn't respect the military. She doesn't respect rule of law. She doesn't respect the Bill of Rights or the Constitution. She wanted to take our guns. Does anybody have any idea how blessed we are that that witch didn't get into the White House? Because if you don't understand it, you're not paying attention. If you think she was great and you wish she was there and Trump should be impeached, then you are a blithering idiot who has no idea about the shadow government and the seventh floor over at the State Department, which was her personal shadow government, right? Which has now been dismantled because Donald Trump is in the White House. And look, I don't think Donald Trump is a savior. As so many people and our friend Chris Duane always said,
there is no savior.
Nobody's coming to save you. But you know as well as I do, Carrie, that we weren't waiting for somebody to come to save us. We were waiting for somebody to come who could help lead us because we're all standing up. But we had no leadership we could trust. We had no rule of law, right?
Exactly.
The FBI, totally corrupt. The everything corrupt. And under Hillary, would have continued to be corrupt.
This
is a big change. It's a sea change. And you're right about what's going on in North Korea. It's a big, big deal. And if anybody else in the presidency that was shadow government approved had done it, and it would have never been done by a shadow government approved candidate, it wouldn't have been done because they wanted this to go on forever. They wanted the threat. Yeah. I do think the CIA is involved, has been involved in North Korea.
It appears
he should be nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize, right? And there's some talk of that. But of course, what is the crooked mainstream media, the Mockingbird CIA media, do on a daily basis? They ignore his accomplishments and they continue to say he should be impeached for Stormy Daniels. Like,
yeah.
Who cares about an extramarital affair, even though I think it's probably a lie? I mean, most of these women that get up and accuse him are then found out to be liars or on the payroll of some Soros-related NGO, right? But who cares? The American public don't care about that story. They care about the economy. They care about the Constitution. They care about the Second Amendment. And they care about their kids. By the way, as it pertains to their kids, Donald Trump is also cleaning house at the Department of Education, and he's trying to get rid of Common Core. So this president appears to be for the people, which stands in stark contrast to that witch.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more. And you just look, just the other day, a survey came out, Sean, only 35% of eighth graders are proficient in math, 37% proficient in English. And when you look at like Detroit's 7% proficiency level. I mean, 7%, like, look, I will confess to not being the best student in my early days until I realized the beauty of learning and what a great experience it is to learn things and to expand your perspective. But still, I was proficient in all that stuff in spite of myself, barely, perhaps, but I could write a sentence and I could add some numbers together. These kids, Sean, can't do any of that. I mean, we're condemning them, and somehow the teachers' unions, everything is fine. Just keep on doing what we're doing because it's working so well. I mean, what's your perspective on this? Does it disgust you the way it disgusts me?
Well, I mean, it's just a huge problem because most kids these days are not being given the blessing of learning how to think critically. Because if they're just giving output-based answers, right, input-output, and it's just this this Common Core nonsense, all designed by the Rockefellers to create, you know, useful robots, right? They don't want critical thinkers. So the classic education that I got, I think primarily because I went to a private Lutheran school for 3 years in grade school, and then I went to a Catholic high school. I got a formal education. I got a the ability. I learned how to critically think, and I don't think a lot of kids these days know how to critical think. I don't think a lot of adults know either, which is why Hillary, despite now having all-time low support in polls, still does have some support, because there's a brainwashed segment of this population who I think worships at the altar of abortion and worships at the altar of taking the guns, and I guess actually believes that, you know, the things the Democratic Party stand for, which isn't much, it's open borders, dissolution of the sovereignty of our country, and abortion on demand. There are people that actually think that's a good thing. And I don't think these people, first of all, it may go beyond not being able to critically think, Kerry. It may go right into the realms of spiritual warfare. I mean, if you are spiritually bankrupt, if you don't believe in God, if you don't believe in a creator, I'm not saying all atheists are bad. I'm just saying that the people on the left aligned with Hillary and those things I just said, they certainly must be godless because they don't stand for humanity. Hillary doesn't stand for humanity. Those talking points I just mentioned, open borders, endless immigration, you know, killing our sovereignty, seizing our guns, abortion on demand. Those are godless policies. Those are not pro-human policies.
They're worse
than godless.
Those are
Genesis, New World Order, Rothschild policies. And anybody that supports them is either intellectually idiotic or godless or both. That's my opinion.
Yeah. Well, you know, you look Planned Parenthood, which is their closest thing that the left has to a church. Margaret Sanger was a eugenicist. You know, she came up with it to get rid of blacks, poor blacks. That was the goal of it. And yet now it's some kind of cause celebre and can't get enough Planned Parenthood. Forget about all the nefarious things they do. And look, I don't want to say I'm pro-choice, but I'm not anti-abortion. I think it's a personal choice, but I don't think it should be foisted upon people. And again, we go back to critical thinking, Sean. If you can't think critically, then instant something bad happens, you look for the easiest way out of the situation rather than the best solution.
That's really, but here's the problem, Kerry, and I don't want to get into the abortion argument, but I'm going to just say this as it pertains to Planned Parenthood. They have been caught now trafficking in baby parts. They sell the baby parts. So they've created a business out of killing the babies and trafficking in the baby parts. And there's a whole lot more there, too, if you want to go deeper down that rabbit hole.
Yeah,
Planned Parenthood appears to be involved in some very, very, very nefarious things. And, you know, I don't know. I'll tell you what, man. Once you go down this child trafficking, human trafficking, satanic ritual abuse rabbit hole, Planned Parenthood and its affiliates come up time and time again as it relates to the trafficking of baby parts. And I think it's a very, very evil organization. And it's one thing to say, you know, it's a choice, but so many of these uneducated young women are, you know, going into these places and not being told the full picture, not being told that there's viable alternatives for adoption, not being told that their baby is going to be plucked out of them and then the parts sold. Very evil stuff going on. And I just want to go full circle here, though, as it relates to people say no arrests. This arrest of Allison Mack and Keith Raniere is a big deal.
Yeah, big deal.
With Vixium or whatever it's called, because Allison Mack is now singing like a canary. And these people, this organization, by the way, the indictment says she was involved not just in human trafficking, as the mainstream media sort of lightly refers. She's also involved. They were involved in child trafficking, spelled out in the indictment. Yeah. Child trafficking. Big deal, right?
And
involved
we,
in that and in their funding were the Bronfmans, the the heirs to the Seagram's whiskey fortune. This goes very, very, very deep. And so for anybody who says nothing has changed, nothing will change, no arrests, they're not paying attention or they're not being intellectually honest, because this arrest of Allison Mack and Keith Raniere would not have happened under a Clinton administration.
Never.
I guarantee it.
Never. And there's so much more to the whole thing, because there's the president's executive order declaring a national emergency on child trafficking, on human trafficking, and on corruption. And tens of thousands of entities have been added to the schedule there. Their assets are being seized as we speak. There's just a lot here going on. And hey, let's see what's going to happen. So, future of SGT report, what are you going to be doing more of, less of? What are your plans?
Well, let me tell you this before we part ways. I want to just read this to folks. Anybody who thinks that same boss, new boss, same as the old boss, go to whitehouse.gov and type in human trafficking. And the first return that comes up is this: President Donald J. Trump is working to end human trafficking. Quote, my administration will focus on ending the absolutely horrific practice of human trafficking, and I am prepared to bring the full force and weight of our government, whatever we can do, in order to solve this horrific problem, end quote. And folks, you'll also recall Steve Scalise, Representative Steve Scalise, who made the PSA about human trafficking being a problem all across the nation in every single major city in the United States, a problem that they need to address and bring to an end. And then an assassin tried to kill him shortly thereafter at a softball game in Virginia.
Coincidence.
You can't make this stuff
up. It's all
up.
Coincidence, Sean.
You
come
can't
on.
Make this stuff
You're a
up.
Conspiracy
Look,
nut job. It's all coincidence.
Kerry, we are awake. And thank God there's a president in the White House who's awake. And, you know, I'll give you something else that's very current. And it's a little bit subjective. Make of it what you want. But I interviewed Liz Crokin recently, and we were talking about what's his name? Married to a Kardashian. Kanye West.
Kanye,
and, she knew Kanye back in the day when she was an entertainment reporter for a major Chicago newspaper, and he was in Chicago, lived in Chicago. Knew him well, says he's a good guy. Believes he has now woken up. And what's the first thing he did after he got released from the psych ward? After basically at a concert having a meltdown and saying he supported Trump to make America great again. This is the new thinking we need to have.
You can't make
this
up. To
a largely African-American audience. He was thrown in the loony bin right after that against his will. She says, what's the first thing he did when he got out? He went. Oh, and by the way, at that same concert, he also called out Jay-Z as having assassins and hitmen. And please don't send your assassins because they had a beef. Don't send your assassins after me. Let's just talk it out like men. And then he praised Trump, and then he was thrown in a loony bin. Liz asked the question, what's the first thing he did when he got out? He went to New York and he visited Trump. And yes, she believes it's because he knows what's going on. He's woke and he wanted protection from the president. He wanted to tell his story and he wanted to cleanse his spirit and he wanted to live this new life of truth. I hope that's all true, but I think this is very interesting. From Zero Hedge today, Jay-Z slapped with SEC court order over securities fraud probe. Don't you find that interesting? I think that is interesting given Jay-Z's.
Yeah. Oh, he was in so tight with Obama.
Spirit cooker, Marina Abramovic.
Obama. Oh,
look at the pictures, Obama. And Jay-Z's involvement. Look at his clothing line. It's all Illuminati, all seeing eye, all of it.
Yeah.
Look into who Jay-Z is and how corrupt he is. And the fact that Kanye called him out as having assassins. Jay-Z has been allegedly involved in the murders of people over time, he and his people.
Purportedly,
and now you have the SEC targeting Jay-Z. They're not coming after Kanye. So I just think, again, it's very interesting. Things are happening. There has been a sea change, and we're going to continue to report on as much of it as we can at sgtreport.com every single day because it's the stuff that gets us out of bed in the morning, right? When you wake up to how truly corrupt, Carrie, this world is, when you wake up to how truly corrupt the banking system is, how corrupt the elite are, you know, the Queen of England, the Vatican, the Rothschilds, when you wake up to all of the real history, it is history becomes very, very compelling and you live it, you breathe it, you love it because the real history, the stuff they won't teach us in school will move you. It'll move you to tears. It'll also move you to action. So tune into sgtreport.com every day for real news 24/7. And you can follow me on Twitter at sgtreport and the sgtreport channel on YouTube.
All right. Hey, and we do follow you regularly and you're putting out, you're doing yeoman's work there. I mean, your production values, unlike most on YouTube, are extraordinary. You're a real professional and that's why we gravitate towards you. Any questions for Sean or myself, I'd love to hear from you. So it's Sean, KL at KerryLutz.com, Twitter feed at KerryLutz, and the Facebook page for now, till they kick us off, is financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Sean, it's always great to catch up with you. Really happy. We're not going to let it go as long. Next time, we'll have you on again real soon. Be well, my friend, and keep up the great work.
Yeah, thanks, brother. I appreciate all those kind words. And thanks to everybody who's listening. You can all play your role. You play a role. Everybody plays a role. Everybody has influence now in social media, within your own sphere of influence, in your neighborhoods, on social media. Do what you can. Stand up. Take action. We can take our country back. We have been given a reprieve because the Wicked Witch did not get selected. Thanks, Kerry.
Hey, thanks, Sean. We'll talk to you again real soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.